And again, Kathy Dawes, along with Foothills Christian School Administrator Tim McDonald. And another event coming up of interest, having to do, of course, with looking to the future, I guess we could say, for Foothills Christian School.
Yes, we've got what we're calling Vision 2030. You know, we're wondering, you know, what's our school going to look like when our kindergartners are seniors? And for those that, 12, 13 years away may seem like a long time, but then those of us who have had kids grow up through, we know just how fast that does go. So we are having a public meeting, a community school meeting on Monday night, this coming Monday night, from 6:30 to about 8 o'clock. We're going to be talking about anywhere from facility needs to personnel, to how do we, what is our school going to look like, the spiritual development of our students, how do we go about raising donors and all of that? You know, just a variety of areas. We're looking at we need to add to our facility so we can get rid of our modular buildings. But for people in the community that would want to come join it and just say, hey, you know, this is what we think the community needs in terms of a Christian school, we'd be glad to have them come. Again, it's going to be from 6:30 to 8 o'clock. We're going to try to not make it just go on and on and on. It will be an initial meeting for the public. We've been having board members and some active staff members and others that have been involved with developing this over the last few months, but it will be open to the whole school community and any others around that would want to.
And I guess it would be interesting to listen in and see what people envision and what they hope for. I mean, I don't know if you have any thoughts as administrator. I would think you might, but...
Oh, well, certainly. We're actually, we're looking at by 2030, expecting we could have a school of 300 students. And if we had that, I think that impacts the educational group around Manhattan quite a bit. But, we expect to see Manhattan continue to grow. And, we believe that a quality community like Manhattan, no problem with having good public schools. We want to have good private schools between us and Manhattan Catholic. And even if there is a secular private school that we would be able to support here. But we want to give parents the option of having a faith-based education. What will it look like? And how can we continue to improve our school, improve our offerings? We do a lot already, and we're wanting to help from a Christian standpoint, teach our kids how to walk in step with God, but we also focus heavily on academics. We gave the PSAT yesterday. We had 26, 27 kids taking the PSAT 10-11. Of course, the 11th grade students, they will be in the running for the National Merit Scholarship contest. Then we gave the test to 17 8th and 9th graders. Some of them are our students. Some of them are homeschool students. And that's helping them kind of get into the swing of how to take those tests and preparing for them. But we want to be good, strong academically. We want to be good, strong spiritually, just helping the community and developing leaders.
And let's face it, you've had some national merit folks along the way, too.
It's been a couple years since our last national merit scholar, but yes, a couple years ago we had two of them, and we've had others in the past. We have at least one, if not two, students that, based on how they did last year as sophomores, if they do that well or a little better this year, could very likely be declared a national merit scholar a year from now. Juniors taking the test this year don't find out until next year that they're national merit scholars. But, good, strong academics. And whether they're national merit scholars or not, our kids always do well on the ACT. And, two of our seniors last year, they're up at K-State. They're Putnam scholars, which means they had a ACT score of 32 or above.
It's interesting, as you were talking earlier about the community meeting and 2030, you're really in a growing area of town, too. There's no doubt about it. You're located in a great place.
Yeah, out there on Green Valley Road, a lot of growth in that area. And matter of fact, on the 30th of the month, we're going to be hosting a Pott County meeting. A community group there is getting together. They're going to talk about issues affecting both the Green Valley, Blue Township area, as well as Pott County altogether. And so we are going to host that meeting at 7 o'clock on Monday night, the 30th. So that's a couple weeks away, but working with the community to try to help them get their word out as to how that area will be developing, anywhere from new turn lanes off of 24 to roads and everything. I'm not sure what all they're going to be talking about.
Should be interesting, though, regardless. Mm-hmm. You had mentioned, of course, all the testing going on. It's hard to believe you're getting close to the end of that first quarter already.
Friday is the end of the first quarter. Next Thursday, we have our parent-teacher conferences. So, yes, the year just rolls right along. And, we always got a lot of good academic activities going on. And with that, you know, again, we mentioned volleyball for tonight with seniors. We've also on Saturday, we're hosting the Northeast Kansas Parochial League volleyball tournament for junior high teams. And then our high school kids will be participating in the Kansas Christian Athletic Association tournament in a couple of weeks down in Wichita. But those activities just keep rolling along. And if I might, I'll also mention that next Wednesday we are hosting many of our area pastors and their spouses for our annual Pastors Appreciation Chapel and lunch. So we've invited as many pastors as we can contact and their spouses to come in. We will recognize them for the work that they do here during October, which is typically Pastor or Clergy Appreciation Month. So we're doing that, and then we'll have a luncheon for them and give them a chance just to hopefully relax, enjoy a nice meal. And we always find they seem to spend a lot of time visiting with each other, getting together, sharing stories on those days.
Good networking chance. You've done that before, haven't you?
We've done it each of the last 3 years, and it's been growing. This year, I'm not sure it's going to grow. There seems to be some other conflicts. Everybody is so busy right now, it seems. But we want to honor them, and it'll be a good time. Our kids will have some kids that will speak, and elementary, secondary, both will be involved in the day to honor the pastors.
I'm having a lot of fun looking at your auction site, by the way, which, as you mentioned, is on your website, and you already have 65 items and everything from apparel and footwear, beauty and hairstyling, collectibles, a lot of those, a lot of restaurants. It looks like you have a lot of good community support for this, too.
We do. We've had people be very generous with us. And the problem right now is keeping up with trying to enter items. We do have more items that have been donated that we're trying to get entered. And each day we add a few more into it. So I'd encourage people to check back in from time to time to see what is there.
Now, I'm guessing it's kind of fun, too. I mean, you always have those couple items that just bring in huge bids and people get really involved with, too. So,
well, we hope so. And, we're hoping we'll have, up to 200 people at our auction, which would be a pretty good, get a little bit of competition in the bidding and try to have a few games to try to encourage people. But, we've got good community support, and we do appreciate that.
Again, that's on November 3rd.
Yes.
And don't have to be a person that's involved directly with the school to come. Just anybody's open to the public.
No, we really want to see community support to that. We don't want it just to be our school families, because they're paying tuition, they're doing a lot of other things to be involved with it. So if we see others that have a heart for supporting us, that's really encouraging to us.
Well, as you get to the end of this first quarter, just kind of a look back at how the year's gone so far for you, Tim.
It's been good. We keep repeating it's been busy, but then that's why it flies by so fast. But our kids have been involved. We had Lori Bishop with the Flint Hills Volunteer Center come out last Wednesday and talk to our kids, our upper-level kids, about volunteering. And we do encourage our kids to be involved in the community, and most of them have to, from secondary on, they have to have some community service each quarter as part of their enrollment at Flint Hills Christian School. So, things like that go on. And then we've had field trips, and we got a lot of our elementary kids they're going out to pumpkin patches and doing the fall activities right now. So those are all good things.
Well, we still have a little less than about a minute left, if there's anything else you're just wanting to emphasize again.
Well, Tim, let me see here. This week we just took a delivery on new lockers for our secondary school. That was they were ordered this summer, and the company we bought them from, had a little bit of delay. Then they were in from Florida, and they got hit with the hurricane, and so that delayed it. So we got them taken. That's great. We just appreciate the community here. We appreciate our families and all that they do, and look forward to continuing to serve the community.
Again, Tim McDonald with us today, Flint Hills Christian School Administrator. You've been listening to In Focus.
We're moving up on 10 a.m. at News Radio KMAN. By the way, tomorrow on KMAN's In Focus, another busy day, as our Friday lineup includes folks from the Flint Hills Veterans Coalition, Geary County Schools, and Riley County Police Captain Tim Hegarty, talk about the Drug Take Back Day and U.S. Congressman Roger Marshall.
KS State Bank wants to be your bank. Find the solution you've been looking for at ksstatebank.com. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender. KMAN, Manhattan.
Steve Kathan.
It's devastating. It literally looks like a bomb went off.
For thousands of Northern California homeowners, there are no pieces to pick up. Wildfires incinerated everything that used to be home. CBS's Carter Evans reports.